This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's hour number five of the G-Bag Nation. It's the Power Hour. Wolchuk with you alongside Chiafalo. We got Brian Broaddus, Lucius Alexander. Caitlin's running your video. Gavin Dawson, he's going to coach the soccer team tonight. We got a game at 6:30 in Louisville, baby. Give him some love. The Dallas Surf. All right, they're going for dub number, 50 on the season?
Yeah.
I think they're undefeated.
His opponent better watch out, man. He had that look in his eye.
He did. He had that eye of the tiger.
He did have
that eye of the tiger.
Now, I'm good about his game plan.
Dealing with some issues right now, actually, Eric. I'm going to need maybe your help.
Is this stomach issues?
No, I did just pass gas, though. I apologize for that. But I can't actually get access to what I put in the audio folder. So I've got three CY cuts that I wanted to use. I have no idea what they're labeled as anymore. That went in my brain and just completely out of it. So when we get to that,
I'm ready.
I need you. I need you. Thank you so much.
Are you guys excited about the ACC tilt this weekend of California versus Miami from California, from Berkeley?
Woke versus Coke? Yeah, it's the college game day game.
I think it's just so crazy. It's so crazy to see these matchups, these ACC matchups. With these like old Pac-12 teams,
yeah.
So weird.
Like they have to drive
Stanford.
Don't they have to drive the equipment and stuff like that?
Oh yeah, across the country.
So what is that like? How many thousands of miles are these guys
going across the country?
Just from Miami.
Think about driving from Miami. Miami played in Seattle last weekend.
Oh, the Dolphins did.
Two weekends ago, they played. I think that's the longest trip you could take. In the NFL.
It's got to be close to Seattle. 3,000 miles or so.
I think it's more than that.
3,122 is the road distance between Miami and Berkeley. That's
3,000 miles.
That's what they're doing, man.
That is insane.
Get you some big old planes.
It's a 44-hour drive.
Wow.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I saw a deal where Stanford's women's volleyball team is going to travel over 35,000 miles this year. Playing in the ACC.
Yeah, I think they're getting it the worst.
And I think they have to travel commercial.
Oh, geez.
You know what? At least I'm flying.
Yeah.
I'd take that like as a player. I'll fly commercial over a 44-hour drive sitting in a bus. I'll deal with the commercial. I don't get my charter flight.
Well, no, but these trucks, like our buddy Red, and then when they take the cowboy gear around, they got those sleepers. So you could snooze, like one guy will drive and the other guy snoozes, you know?
That's
so
true.
You could trade off.
That doesn't sound too bad.
No.
Maybe you can
just
get
keep going.
Yeah.
Never stop.
706, like in college, you're excited about that stuff though. Like, road trip with our buddies, 44 hours.
I'll never forget that time.
St. Spring break.
Hell yeah.
Oh, spring break. I told you about John Snyder, my buddy up in Seattle.
That he used to sleep on your couch?
Yeah.
He was your intern?
No. Snyder, he was my intern.
He made coffee for you.
But Snyder, one time, he was up, he went to school at St. Thomas up in Minneapolis. And they went to Padre Island for spring break, and they drove. And he got to Texas. He's like, yeah! And they were all excited, and they had another, like,
nine-hour drive.
Yeah,
that's the worst.
He said the driving home was the worst. He said, like, half of them got on a plane. They're like, no.
I believe it, dude.
No,
that's how most of these road trips go. It's like, by the time you're out of Texas, you feel like, my gosh, it's been 8 hours.
You think you're saving money. You know, you're kind of just so excited. Like, yeah, we're cheap. We're saving money here, and you're like, damn, why don't I fly? You know?
Unreal. Well, big victory. And we got a text in, like, how excited are you that Houston's out of the playoffs? Dude, we're pumped. How about Andy Ibañez, tie-breaking three-run double.
Pinch hit.
The Tigers have a four-run eighth inning, a pinch hit.
Yeah.
Let's go. Pinch hitting, baby, for the Tigers, sweeping the Houston Astros. Screw you. You've now lost seven in a row at Minute Maid Park. I did see somebody say, like, they should just try and play their games in Arlington in the postseason. That ain't an option for you, Houston, unless you're playing the Rangers. But that just means in a seven-game series. We're going to end up winning that.
Those were some heartbreaking games, though.
Game five was one of my all-time sports heartbreak moments.
Oh, my gosh, that was tough to watch.
Walking out of that, I mean, it was bad. And the Astro fans were, like, getting in our face.
They were really getting it. Yeah, they really were.
Oh, those ones with the spacesuits on and stuff.
Oh, gosh. I mean,
Astronauts.
I think it's a pretty good bit. I wish I could wear.
Yeah, except for when you lose and now you're the sad astronaut fan.
It's funny until
the
game.
I wish I could wear a spacesuit to a game.
Unreal.
Yeah, you know, show up like
I actually like that as a bet payoff.
Spacesuit.
Yeah, you have to get the Astros, the sad Astros.
And then everybody gets
to
hit you with a bat while you have it on.
That's actually a good bet payoff. I'm in on that. Everyone's going to hate you. Like, if we do that in public, like, everyone's going to hate you. I would be, like, so embarrassed to wear that. It'd be like wearing an Eagles jersey
or something. Yeah, it would be a fantastic payoff.
Yeah, that would be, man.
I wonder how easy it is to come up on, a full-on astronaut outfit. I think this time of year it should be easier because it's Halloween.
Man, some of these malls that have closed down and they turn them into, like,
Spirit Halloweens,
spacesuit places and stuff.
Like, I've actually got
you can get costumes.
It was funny.
Go to the spacesuit place, honey. I'll be back.
SNL did a whole bit about
Just
Spirit
trying
Halloween.
Them on.
It's for work. What do you mean?
Hey, Spirit Halloween got a little upset about that, too.
They did.
They got upset.
They clapped back.
Who called Halloween?
It was SNL. They did a whole skit about Spirit Halloween, how they'll come over and they'll take care of your like Kmart that closes down or Circuit City or Toys R Us, and they temporarily transform into a Kmart for 6 months or a Spirit Halloween
I'm kind of okay with that.
I don't mind. I thought it was a funny bit, but then Spirit Halloween posted and they tagged at NBCSNL. They have a costume now, irrelevant 50-year-old TV show, includes dated references, unknown cast members, and shrinking ratings.
Oh,
adult-sized costume.
Lucius, when's the last time you watched?
Hurt. That's a heck of a punch
back. Lucius, when's the last time you watched Saturday?
Last Saturday?
Did you really?
I watched it a Sunday morning, though.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I was watching late.
Right before Meet the Press?
Yeah. It's CBS Sunday morning?
Yeah. Lucius, you know Lucius is waking up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's BS. That's not right.
Yeah.
Is it still holding up? Is it improving?
It was good. Yeah, it was good.
Okay. I thought the SNL bit, I saw it. I thought the one that they did making fun of Spirit was funny.
My favorite one. It was good. Like the original cast was kind of my favorite one.
Yeah.
Of all time.
I mean, they definitely had
those
some
guys
prime
are all
casters.
My age. Yeah.
They did. Yeah. 2-1 Royals right now, leading the Orioles.
They're hanging
on,
man. They are just hanging on.
They win, they advance to the ALDS as well. We got Mets Brewers tonight, as the Mets are looking to sweep the Brew Crew. In fact, the Brewers made some unfortunate Major League Baseball history. Last night, they got out to a 2-0 lead over the Mets in the first inning. William Contreras and Rhys Hoskins get hit by a pitch. Bases loaded. Then the Mets struck out with three runs in the top of the second. But the Brewers claimed back the lead. They had two runs in the fourth. However, 8-4, they lose. So Milwaukee now, first team in Major League Baseball history to blow a multi-run lead in four straight postseason games.
Jeez.
Wow. They had a 3-0 lead in Game 1 of the NL Wildcard Series last year against the D-backs. Then they led 6-3 in Game 2. They get swept, and now they blow the lead last night to the Mets. So we got to cut. I mean, maybe we get all sweeps. If the Royals can hold on, get the Mets, and then Padres.
How about all the road teams, though, getting it done?
Like, it's the same thing as last year.
Yeah, road teams getting
it's crazy,
done.
Man.
Yeah.
It is. And then Pete Rose, we got the cause of death.
Oh.
Determined to be heart disease, says the coroner. Hypertensive. cardiovascular disease, which is high blood pressure, right?
That'll get you. Yep.
It's a silent killer right there. So rest in peace to Pete Rose. Okay, let's go through some of these CY cuts, shall we?
Yeah, he was on with the KMC Masterpiece yesterday.
He was, and we missed him, but KMC did a fantastic job with him, and we'll start off with
whether or not he sees Langford becoming a leadoff hitter, similar to how Mookie Betts or Acuna did.
I don't rule that out at all, and you know, those are unbelievable comps, and it's awesome to hear his name mentioned with those guys. I'm not quite sure it's fair to Wyatt, as those are real high expectations for him, but I don't rule it out. Okay. I believe he can become those guys and be a great player. So in terms of the leadoff or, you know, hitting 2, 3, 4, I mean, he's going to be a top of the order hitter, and moving forward, there's no real limitations in terms of what this guy can achieve. And I'm just excited to watch him grow. And I'm so happy he's doing it in a Rangers uniform.
I like the idea of him moving up to that leadoff spot. I think you certainly saw
it. Speed is bad.
The speed, yeah, absolutely. And his ability to get on base at a high clip. I mean, he showed that in September. Usually you start to, maybe we talk about that rookie wall. Maybe some of these guys start to fade long season. Yeah, but, I mean, ever since he came off the IL with the hammy, he was a different player. Yeah. And, I mean, you're talking about the American League Player of the Month, not just the Rookie of the Month. He was brilliant. And I do think at this stage in Marcus Semien's career, that's a move, putting him maybe farther down the order, maybe in the three hole behind Corey Seager, if you want to. But that's probably something that you should do moving forward with Wyatt. Next up for CY?
Yeah, coming up next here, we have Chris Young discussing whether or not he thinks that they will have the budget to bring back Robertson and Yates.
Ooh.
You know, I don't know that. I can't answer that exactly at this point. My hope is that, yes, we will have the budget to do that, but I can't say that for certain. And really, our job, if we don't have the budget, is to go out and find the next Robertson and Yates that are going to come in and maybe a little bit undervalued in the market and come in and perform and put them in a position to succeed. And those guys are out there. There are plenty of free agents out there who are going to have great years, that are going to get maybe below market deals. And so we need to be ready and prepared. And our scouting department does a tremendous job helping us identify those players. So, but Kirby and David have been so impactful, and we would love to have both of them back, as we would a number of our free agents, especially Nathan Eovaldi and Andrew Heaney. But I'll have more clarity in the coming weeks as to where our payroll is going to be and what we may or may not be able to do in the free agent market.
I think their ability to...
That's a good question, though.
It was fantastic, because I think, I mean, the bullpen right now is a huge question.
Yeah.
And
Hashtag the bullpen is a huge question.
Huge question. And 2 weeks ago, it felt like every week when we had CY on, it was about the bullpen, because it was blown save after blown save. Now, this year in free agency,
stability,
they brought in two guys that were money for you. Kirby Yates, arguably one of the best closers, if not the best, outside of maybe Emmanuel Clase, in all of Major League Baseball this year.
We had him, didn't we?
And we did. Yeah, that was, we can save that for another day. Maybe worst trade in DFW sports history when you look back on it.
Oh, wow.
But it's definitely the conversation. But yeah, I mean, David Robertson, age 39, what they were able to get from him. So I guess the fact they were able to...
Yeah, you trust them to maybe find
the next two of those.
Oh,
but I would love to get Kirby Yates back. Like, between the two, Yates is the dude. Man, yes. If I can bring him back, I need him back.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's make this thing happen. And then I think he mentioned Eovaldi there. Is the next cut about Eovaldi?
Yeah. We'll talks with Eovaldi start soon.
Jeez.
Yeah, we will have conversations with Eovaldi, and we will do everything we can to retain him. And there may be limits as to where we can go, and I think he deserves every dollar that he gets in the free agent market. And I hope that that's with us, but I can't predict how that's going to play out at this point. But very soon here, we will have discussions.
Yeah, I mean, the way he's talking about all three of these guys, it doesn't sound like a guy who has much confidence. Now, maybe he's trying to undersell and over-deliver with some of these things, and maybe he just really doesn't know what Ray Davis is going to put on him from a budget standpoint, but it doesn't sound like a guy who's confident that any one of those dudes is going to be back here.
Is it really hard to bunt?
Yeah, I mean,
I watched Garcia for the
Royals. He took three straight chances. They're trying to get the guy over to the second, and Major League players can't bunt? What's our deal here? We're trying to get a guy over, and we can't. We three straight.
Most ballparks
terrible doing it.
most ballparks these days, Broadus, are bunt-free environments.
No, they're just
there's actually signs up around a lot of these ballparks now that say, like, you can't even
talk about bunting. You can't be bunting here.
I mean, you're trying to get the guy over to second, no outs, and you take three straight chances, and you can't even get the ball.
Small balls become a lost art, my friend.
Jeez,
it certainly has. Okay, I did see this,
back
though.
Back to you, Zach.
We had GB's 9. Go ahead and tag us on the Twitter.
GB's 9.
Yeah.
Let's see what he's got to say here.
Bet payoff idea.
Oh.
And it's dyeing yourself blue. Now, here's the thing with this.
I blew myself.
Yeah.
Okay.
I kind of like the Blue Man Group.
Okay. Well, I don't know what their feeling is on this. They probably, I guess they do it all the time for their job. But Paul Giamatti, if you remember the movie.
Yes. What was that movie?
Big Fat Liar.
Big Fat Liar.
With Amanda Bynes before she went to, you know, lost her mind, and Frankie Muniz.
Hey, and the more we hear about this Hollywood disaster,
it's understandable.
It's understandable 100%. Why she lost her mind.
But Paul Giamatti said he was blue for months after he had to do the, he jumped in the pool and then he came out and they had put blue dye in the pool. And
yeah, yeah.
I mean, I think that
pretty hilarious.
That's a bet payoff that could live on for a while if you did your dyeing of our bodies in any type of anything.
What are the hazards with this? That seems, I mean.
You guys never painted yourself green for like North Texas?
Okay, so what I did on accident, and I looked straight up like Shrek, I bought a North Texas shirt. I was actually at Sam's, and I was like, it was first weekend there. Went to Sam's, bought in bulk, you know, have the parents in, ha-ha, we're going to fill the fridge. Bought a shirt, wore the shirt. Didn't wash the shirt previously, took the shirt off, whole body was green.
Like the green shirt rubbed off onto your skin?
Yeah, and that took a while to get off. I looked like the Green Man out here, like the Jolly Green Giant.
We got to get some pictures of this, dude.
I don't know.
You didn't take any shirtless green skin photos? Why wouldn't you?
Didn't they have a calendar for that school that he was on, like Mr. October? Green guy, you know?
Yeah. I probably could have applied for that and been in, but no. I mean, my roommate Jared at the time, maybe he's got a picture still.
Gotta have
one where I shaved. I went mustache, and I looked straight up like Mario.
Oh, really?
It was bad. It was not a good look.
I don't know, dude. Mario pulls, man.
I went out in public one time with it, and I was getting looks like, what is this pedo doing around here?
Well, what could we do? Well, your mustache has grown now to a point where there's a little bit more.
That's true.
I mean,
that was like 8 years ago.
That's a lip ferret that people can appreciate and respect.
And I probably just
went
too short with it. I probably brought it in too much, but it was embarrassing.
As soon as you got your T levels fixed and they started skyrocketing, that beard and that mustache just got thicker and thicker, more bristle. I mean, it's fantastic.
I'm trying to go full day ball. All right, where are we going next?
Well, I'm trying to figure out the blue. Because
I'm not interested
in having paint that I have to wear for 3 months.
Well, so that's what I'm thinking is like there has to be some type of more washable blue substance that we can apply.
Yeah, that stuff they spray on fields, you know, that like they use water soluble. You know, we'd heard about that, you know, like they paint those logos. There's got to be something, but I could see putting on blue paint and not coming off. I could see that happening.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, but I'm watercolors maybe, you know?
Yeah, maybe there's something we could find.
Or just like washable markers.
It would take a while to.
Well, sir, I can't imagine it's good for it, but
I don't know. My skin
payoffs aren't supposed to be healing.
What are these kids? What do these kids do when they go to a game? Do they just wear it all week?
Yeah, that's a great point. Like, let's reach out to like a Boise State fan who's rabid and paints himself blue.
I'll ask Bennett when they paint kids.
You're painting other kids.
Yeah, when you're painting kids, how do you?
What's the deal?
I wonder if he's painted Arch before.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Is the Arch getting painted on?
It's got to be the one seed though for the guy he'd most like to paint, right?
Maybe.
Hey, he thought about it, and I think the answer is yes.
Hey, speaking of college football, we have a sports hodgepodge here.
You're like a terrible human being.
We have some bad news.
I've definitely met worse.
More bad news.
Are you kidding?
For Rashee Rice.
Oh, no. What happened to Rashee now?
Well, it's really about what happened to his mom. Or what his mom did to somebody's package. We'll get to that.
Excuse me?
And there's a family affair in college football. That's next year in the nation.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. needed. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Okay, the Tolos have pointed us in the direction of how to blue ourselves if we want to add that to the payoff board here.
Interesting
word choice. And apparently, there is paint dedicated to the face and body.
Okay.
So I'm on the Marin makeup store right now online, and they have a bunch of different face and body paint. So I'm assuming
and it washes off.
Yeah, I would presume that one, maybe two showers would get the job done here. I haven't done any research on what the turnaround time is on washing it off, but I'm assuming if it's meant for the skin and body, it's because there's something in there that gets it off of it pretty quickly.
I might paint myself purple.
Oh, LSU, for your LSU.
Oh, that'd be fun. You look like Barney.
Yeah.
I guess you could argue that really any random color, you're just going to paint your entire body.
How about if you just painted your face? Like you just did your face instead of the whole body. If you did it as a bet payoff,
yeah.
Your face, you think that's enough? Like a lot of different colors and stuff. Crazy look.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I think that would be
like Joker face.
Yeah, it would be. I think it would be. That's not a bad one either.
Oh, and it's coming out. We got the sequel coming out Friday. Joker 2.
Oh, that's this Friday?
This Friday.
Oh, wow.
I still got to watch that show.
I am the Joker!
Yeah, the musical element of this, I'm a little
the musical version of the Joker.
I don't know.
So oh,
we're not excited about
Batman.
Oh, no. Really?
I don't know.
Lame Is takes on the Joker.
I really don't know. But the first one was so good, but this is going to be an interesting concept.
I mean, does he sing? Is Joaquin Phoenix a...
I don't think it's like full-on musical. I think there's just songs
elements
in
of it. Well, because Lady Gaga's in it or whatever.
Yes, but we'll see.
She's pretty good.
I'll end up seeing it for sure. I'm a Batman stan, so I'll be there.
Yeah, and the 214 says the Spirit Halloween stores have the body paint as well.
Okay.
So that's I just added it. I added it to the payoff board. That's not a bad one. We will have a triple bet payoff Friday going down at Southern Leisure Spas and Patio in Flower Mound. Would love to see you there. We'll be broadcasting live 2 to 7. It'll be myself, it'll be Dawson, and it'll be Broadus all suffering some level of punishment for our inability to pick football games correctly. And so I know I'll be doing the Jim Harbaugh cold plunge. And I'm not sure exactly.
I took a cold shower today, bro. Are you sure you want to do this?
No, I did the exact same thing, Lucius. I was like, let me kind of like prep the body a little bit for what's to come here. And it's shocking. Yep. I'm very nervous.
That's
for
not one
how
I,
cold
I
that's
I don't think
be.
I could pull off. I mean, I'm not looking to, like, forward dip to dip in there and then immediately go out. But to do a full segment in there, that's,
yeah,
ooh.
That's tough, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to hurt. But hopefully everybody that talks about how good it is for, like, the inflammation in your body, hopefully there's some silver lining.
Oh, yeah. Cold showers bring powers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it, like, helps your immune system.
I felt fantastic when it was over with. I'm not sure if it was like going on, like, maybe just because I was stepping out of the shower finally.
Yeah.
And my body's like, good, thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Get out of here.
Yeah, maybe that's the whole trick to the cold plunge and why it works so good, because you're so miserable that when you get out, you feel like a brand new person.
Yeah.
I hear the endorphins are that of a cocaine snort.
It feels amazing. When you finally get used to it, yeah, it feels amazing on the body, bro.
Well, I'll be doing that at Southern Spas and Patio there, Southern Leisure Spas and Patio. Looking forward to that on Friday. And, of course, it's Flagtober, so we'll be handing out all the 2024 G-Bag flags brought to you by Southern Leisure Spas and Patio and Whataburger. It's an absolutely fantastic flag, and we look forward to handing them out to you for free on Friday. Now, we will honor some sports legends who we lost this week. Didn't get to do this yesterday because I was out, so we'll hear from Pete Rose. Okay, we'll hear from Dikembe posthumously. But in the meantime, let's address a couple of things going on in the world of sport. The first of which is, man, just a insult to injury situation here. Tough week for the Rice family. You could argue a tough few months with the offseason that Rashee Rice had, and then he got TKO'd by his own quarterback, the first of its kind, over the weekend. Mm-hmm. He's going to be out for the season. And now we're seeing TMZ with ring cam videos that show allegedly Rashee Rice's mom. And you're like, how do you know it's Rashee Rice's mom? Well, it's the Kansas City number 4 jersey she's wearing with Rashee's mom on the back as the nameplate. And she, like, it shows her walking by. It's in an apartment building or whatever, and she's walking by the door, and it shows her walk across, and then she comes back and turns around, stops in front of the door, picks up something, what looks to be like a package, and then she just walks away. Mm. And so now she's being accused of being a bit of a porch pirate here. So just a tough situation here for the Rice family. Now, we also have, speaking of family and football, did you see the clip going around of Deion kind of getting on Shadur at practice?
Okay, so I saw the headline of this, but I didn't actually watch the clip.
Well, I just saw, this is like probably after practice, team gathers around the head coach, he gives them a few words, and then they break. And so this is in front of the entire team, and somebody videoed it on their cell phone, I don't know who. But this is the sound of Deion post practice, and he didn't like what he saw from Shadur.
Schedule's gonna be changed tomorrow. Quarterback, you gotta come out here and do better. Shadur, that was horrible from you today. Horrible. You gotta come with a better effort and more focus. Overall, offensive line, let's pick up where you left off in the game.
That was horrible. Better that effort. Was horrible. Better effort. Really better everything out of you. And I think that's part of what you have to do when your kid's on the team and you're the coach. Sometimes you gotta, I mean, Belichick did this with Brady, where it's like, I gotta make a statement to the rest of the people mm-hmm. in the room here that even you are not untouchable here. So kudos to Prime. I wonder how often that happens. I'm sure there's not a bunch of effort issues in practice from Shadur, but, you know, we all have a bad day there, but hadn't seen anything. Usually anytime it's Prime talking about his son, it's pretty glowingly and how he's unbelievably amazing and he's the best thing since sliced bread. So seeing him critique his son a little bit there in front of the whole team, I'm sure that that endears all the other players to Prime himself. Elsewhere in college football, I do love this. You have, and I don't know if you guys have watched this kid play yet, Iowa's running back Caleb Johnson.
Oh, have Caleb. Not. I've not watched any Iowa football this year.
Hey, and respect to you for that. You have a better standard for yourself.
Yeah, it's not fun to watch them play. But the offense has been a little bit better this
How's
year.
How's their defense? Their defense
is awesome. Yeah, their defense is one of two. I saw this. I can't remember the other team, but their defense is one of two that has not given up a rushing touchdown all season.
Damn.
So, yeah, they're putting the clamps on people, but their running back, Iowa's running back, is absolutely awesome. this dude is legit. I mean, when you look at his, he's first in college football with rushing yards, third with touchdowns. His yards after contact are second, and his missed tackles forced is third. So he's quite the player.
Man, there must be some running backs in this draft this year then, huh?
Yeah, I mean, he's a junior.
Okay.
But he could still come out. And, I mean, he was Big Ten co-offensive player of the week. I mean, the dude's been fantastic. But, yeah, this is a really good running back class compared to what we had last year.
Well, it's going to be Iowa taking on Ohio State this weekend. And they're asking about what it's like, because this kid's from Ohio. Mm. So he could have gone to Ohio State. But he says, I want to beat the top dogs. I don't want to be with them. I want to beat them. Oh. Says he never gave much of a thought to going to Ohio State, even though he grew up less than two hours from Columbus. Love that.
Let's get his stat line. What do you got?
Oh, how does he perform?
Give me his stat line.
I got him performing well, man. Give me a buck 12.
Oh.
And one touchdown.
Buck 12, one touchdown. How about you, Wooly?
Yeah, I think that that could be an ugly game. I think let's go 23 carries, maybe more. We'll go 25 carries. I'll go 93 yards and
a
touchdown.
I was kind of thinking like something like 19 carries for 78 yards.
I mean, I don't know much about Ohio State's run defense right now.
They got a pretty good front.
But I also know that Iowa is ready to just turn around and hand the ball off.
Yeah,
that's not they'll be committed.
They will be.
The problem will be if, you know, Will Howard and Ohio State end up getting up big, then it's like, well, what's Iowa going to have to do here? So Iowa needs to keep that game close. Maybe he can go for buck 50 or something.
Yeah.
Big time culinary news. Did you see what M&M's is doing? I heard Choppy this morning break this news to me. During Chopping It Up.
M&M's? Mars Company?
M&M's, yeah.
Mars, the Mars Company.
Yeah, I don't know about, I'm not sure about the Mars Company necessarily.
No, I was thinking like M&M the rapper for a second.
Oh, no, I'm thinking about
M&M, M&M's is the Mars Company makes M&M's.
Okay, well, they are adding a new flavor, PB&J M&M's.
Oh, hell yes.
Jeez. Okay, I was wondering
their pretzels ones are damn good,
dude. The pretzels are good. The peanut butter are fantastic. I love peanut butter and jelly. Yeah. I mean, it's never bad, in my opinion. Sometimes, you know, you'll even just go ahead and eat some of the Smuckers.
You cut the crust off
Out of the jar?
I did that as a kid.
Smuckers out the jar?
I did sometimes, man.
He didn't use a spoon. He just like opened it, used the fingers, a rake.
Take a damn handful out of there.
Do you cut your crust on your peanut butter?
No, I never did that. I was always like, whatever. I mean, Uncrustables are delicious, but I never took the time to cut the damn crusts off.
I would from time to time remove the bone.
Did you ask your mom? Hey, mom, cut the crust. Did you ever do that?
No, the main request for mom was, first of all, make sure you write a little something on my napkin to give me encouragement for the latter half of the day here, okay? And secondly,
don't fall asleep.
Cut them bad boys into triangles.
Yeah.
They just taste better.
Triangles.
It is better that way.
Did you ever
trade lunches when you were a kid?
Oh, I was wheeling and dealing machine because I would.
Dix's mom didn't get the job done?
No,
I can't believe that.
No. My mom was getting the job done. It was just my desire for the hot and ready food that was there. So I'd pack my lunch and I'd have a couple of Little Debbie's or whatever in there. Yeah. And I'd be willing to punt on a Little Debbie because, one, I knew I could go home and have one after school.
Yeah.
I can't have spicy chicken tenders with nacho cheese at home. So I'm trying to wheel and deal. And you had these schmoes like in middle school that would rather eat a cosmic brownie than the main entree that they bought the spicy chicken tendies. Yeah. So I'm like, I crushed you in the deal. So I would trade all the time. Literally.
So your mom was making lunch for the other kids that wanted a real meal.
Well, you're just really putting the cosmic brownie in the bag. You're just buying.
I was not trading my pepperoni sandwiches.
Stuff in the bag, bro.
Yeah. No, your mom, that pepperoni thing
that
she
pepperoni
makes,
sandwich,
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, you'd eat that. But I'm with you on the Little Debbie's, man.
I wouldn't trade
zebra
that
cake,
either.
That's a tough one to punt on.
Yeah. Yeah, but just like
if you had multiple
sort of like
in there,
like, did you ever tell your mom you were trading her food?
Sort of the side dishes.
Oh, no, you don't say that.
I was kind of keeping, you know, we were on a need to know basis, me and my mom at that point.
Did any of your buddies ever walk in and say, man, your mom, you know, like tell her, oh, you make great lunches, like that kind of thing? And you're
no,
like,
because I wasn't giving the things that she really made, like the handcrafted Sandoz, I wasn't giving those away. I was just trading, hey, here's some chips, here's a cosmic brownie, here's a Nutty Buddy bar.
Yeah, the sets.
You know. Here's a zebra cake, even though that one was tough.
Man,
to
Nutty Buddy's good
to move on from.
No, they're all fantastic, but I'm with you. If you can get more protein, yeah, it's a good trade.
Are we all around unanimously? We're trying the peanut butter and jelly M&M's?
Yes.
Damn it.
That jelly sense, I don't know about the jelly part.
The jelly is interesting to me. Okay, well, how are we getting the jelly into the M&M?
And what kind of jelly is it going to be? Grape, strawberry?
Oh, now you're questioning Jelly Man?
Oh, I'm trying it, damn it. I'm not getting off that, but I do need to know.
Jelly Man.
Got
a new mixtape coming out. Jelly Man.
Not your jelly.
That would be a great name for you, Jelly Man.
Got Jelly Roll and we got Jelly Man.
Man, if I could have I'd half go to your show. Jelly
I'd go to your show.
Welcome to the Jelly Man.
Jelly Man backstage with Jelly Man.
Yeah, what would you prefer? I think the grape.
Yeah, for sure.
Strawberry.
I'm open to either. I would love to know, like, is this real jelly or are you just, are you just putting some random flavor and calling it jelly? You know, I would love to know that they are actually,
I would like to think they're injecting
some Smuckers out of Wolchuk's fridge right there into the M&M.
Boom.
One at a time.
What other jelly companies are there, by the way? Smuckers, what else do we do?
I think Smuckers is really all I could just
Well, I mean, we've got, like, of course, the home grown jellies.
Oh, they'll make your own jelly?
Yeah, you know, they get
DIY
they
jelly. Like the
Jelly cool Man's jars. Telling us what's going on.
Yeah,
over
Jelly
there.
Man, Jelly Man.
Jelly Man's on it. Don't worry. I'll find you the other jellies.
We're going to do the top 10 jellies coming up here.
That would be awesome.
Did you guys also see other culinary news here? Chex Mix.
No, what happened? Welch's does jelly.
Oh, that's right. That's trash. That trick. That trail mix.
Bonnie
stuff,
Maimon.
Whatever that is.
The Welch's grape jelly I was all about.
That's good stuff. Stonewall
that
does
was
them.
Standard.
But yeah, Smucker's is kind of really cornering the market.
Chex Mix has a buffalo sandwich flavor now. And I don't know what you're doing with that noise over there because Chex Mix is fantastic.
That's
and
if an
you're
awful
gonna,
thing.
If you're going to buffalo flavor that up, that's awesome.
Want to cut your mouth, eat some of that. Yeah.
Okay, how about this one then? Did you guys talk about Whataburger?
We always talk about Whataburger. It's one of our favorite places.
No, I didn't talk about Whataburger. I tried to leave off the food stuff because I knew you weren't here. And Brian just craps on everything. And Dawson doesn't like good food.
They have launched their new.
He's right.
Bacon Blaze Jalapeno Double Cheeseburger this week.
Just Blaze.
Say that again.
Whataburger launches their new Bacon Blaze Jalapeno Double Burger this week.
Wow.
So you might say to yourself, hey, I could just throw bacon and jalapenos on a regular Whataburger. Yeah. There looks to be some unique sauce that is on this burger that I think probably
Travis
makes it
Hill,
stand.
If you're listening, man, we're on a remote on Friday. If you want to, or just drop drop five of them off. You know,
Blaze Bacon us.
We appreciate you.
I'd like to get Blaze.
Okay, let's hear from our sports legends who we love. Who do you guys want to hear from first? Pete Rose or Dikembe Mutombo?
I think we lead off with Dikembe.
Yeah.
Okay, here is Dikembe Mutombo. Reading a, I believe Jimmy Kimmel does this, mean tweets. Take it away, Dikembe.
If anything ever happens to the guy that does the voice of Cookie Monster, I can sleep at night knowing we have Dikembe Mutombo as a backup.
Oh, man.
Who wants to sex Mutombo?
Bad timing.
Oh no, is that bad time? Oh, I mean, oh, with the
that's fair. Calling him for a backup.
No, that's true.
He's not even here to back up now.
Yeah, the backup went down. That is a little bit tough. But his voice, holy smokes,
it's iconic.
It's a one of one. And then here is Pete Rose, and this is when he was on Mike Francesa's show telling a story about going to the jungles of Vietnam with Joe DiMaggio.
He went to Vietnam with Joe DiMaggio on a tour.
Yeah, 23 days I lived with Joe. And it's so hot you can't sleep, and all of a sudden Joe says, I got to take a shower. I said, Joe, we're not downtown Saigon. We're in the damn middle of the jungle. He said, I don't give a darn. I'm Joe DiMaggio. I got to take a shower. So the only way you could take a shower there is a guy had to get up on a chair, me, have a bucket of water, pour it into this canvas
pour it
thing,
over his head.
Pull the chain, and the guy underneath took a shower. I gave Joe DiMaggio a shower. Now, the best way to describe Joe DiMaggio is he was a penis with a man hanging from it.
Oh, no.
You're going to get us kicked off the air, Mike.
Now, I swear to you, I just went in. I told Wolchuk, I went into the side studio to bleep the penis. Yeah. I don't know why that penis was not bleeped there.
Maybe didn't get
I would like to apologize.
Congratulations to the Royals.
Why?
They just won?
They just took out the O's.
The O's.
Man, I do feel bad for the Orioles, but that's two straight years they get swept. But shout out to Bobby Witt Jr., man. This is awesome. We're pulling for and Will Smith, the dream is still alive. And the bet that Corey and Kevin have going on, Will Smith trying to make four straight World Series.
So who's the do you are you jumping on a team this postseason? Is it going to be the Royals? Just to like kind of
dang it, I was really pulling for the Tigers, but now I might have to pull for the Royals.
That's true. We all do now have a collective soft spot for the Tigers after what they did to the Astros. Pull for the
Tigers because their owner is Little Caesar's Pizza.
Well, why the hell do we care?
Well, just pizza.
Pizza. That's fair. Pizza.
I mean, well said, Broadus. Yeah. All right, let's cross over.
I'm pulling for the Royals because they're playing the Yankees. I want to see them take the Yankees out.
Sincerely, you know, like, sorry about the penis.
Yeah. It's
We'll cross talk with Fan After Dark next year in the nation.
Thank you, Lucius. Shout out to the Frankels and Can Academies for helping us out here on today's G-Bag Nation as we close things down. Hopefully, Gavin Dawson's soccer game is going well. Have not heard a report.
Yeah.
But they went ahead and got that match.
Turn that on Fox TV. They're probably playing the match right now.
Yeah, you can watch it. We did, of course, have the Kansas City Royals moving on. They swept the Baltimore Orioles. Sad day for the O's. They have not won a playoff game since Game 3 of the 2014 ALDS. We're looking at 10 years since they've won a postseason game. And the Royals are moving on to the ALDS for the first time since 2015 when they won the World Series. So it's going to be Royals-Yankees and then Tigers-Guardians.
Three out of the Central, huh?
Yeah, swept the Astros earlier. So Major League Baseball is probably going to be pretty ticked if the Yankees get eliminated, because then they're going to be looking at a deal where, again, it's like Kansas City, Cleveland, smaller markets. I mean, hey, we loved our Rangers, and I didn't care about the lack of people watching last year. But yeah. Major League Baseball probably was
a little bit ticked. Us watching. That's
by the,
all I
by the viewership. You know, the numbers were down for the World Series. So, ideally, they're probably pulling for Yankees-Dodgers if they can get it, or Yankees-Phillies even.
Yeah. And
maybe Yankees-Mets. They got three good options there in the NL.
They have some options for sure, but they want, I mean, they're passionately rooting for the Yankees over the Royals.
Yes, big time. To at least make the CS, like just stay in it for a little bit. But Bobby Witt Jr., both games, the game-winning hits.
Watching these games, I'm liking them.
Maybe the local legend's more of a needle mover than the Yankees are.
Well, and the Brew Crew just tying it up with the Mets in the bottom of the first, Jack Centurio with a solo dong, so it's tied at one. And, of course, if the Mets win, they go ahead and advance to play the Phillies. We got Braves and Padres tonight. Braves lose last night. So now the Padres have a chance to sweep and advance and play the Dodgers. And boy, would that be fun. That's quite the rivalry now, too.
The Padres are the only home team that won yesterday.
They are. Yeah. Wow. They are.
Crazy.
Brewers blew the lead. And, of course, Tigers and Royals getting the job done. So, man, playoff baseball.
Congratulations to the Tigers, though, over the Astros.
That's big for us. But seeing, like, I saw clips like our buddy Will Blair, Monster Tolo. He posted video being at the ALDS Game 3, which we were at last year in Arlington, first home playoff game we got, because we were on the road against the Rays for that sweep.
Right.
And the first two games, the O's, finally make it back for Game 3. Gosh, I mean,
we were out there in section 133, weren't we?
We were
near it.
We watched the game in 133.
And then we went down behind the dugout.
Yeah. Will Chambers
the closeout
got us.
Game,
set,
right?
Yeah, it was a closeout game to go to the LCS. Yeah. Will Chambers got us right, like we were right behind the ownership group. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Shout waving to Jared. What an amazing year it was last year. I can't wait for playoff baseball to be back. And I think we will. I think 2025, we took our lumps this year, dealt with the injuries. We'll be back next year. We'll be able to celebrate again.
No more lump taken.
Yeah, no, I'm
done with lump taking.
We're done with it.
Yeah.
Cowboys taking on the Steelers on Sunday. Now, I want you to come out on Friday to Southern Leisure in Flower Mound. Get your G-Bag flag.
Please do.
See my guys go ahead and do their bet payoffs. Brian, Eric, Dawson. I'll be flying to Pittsburgh. I'll be on a bird. Now, I heard that Snoop Dogg is also going to be in attendance in Pittsburgh.
Nice.
Say hello to my uncle.
You think I'm going to be able to meet up with him?
Perhaps
you going
dude.
Down on the field.
I'm sure you could.
I didn't try to really. I tried to just get tickets to get in the building. That went nowhere. So I was not trying to just get access to the field. Maybe that would have been easier. Actually,
just take your credential.
The Cowboys credential.
Yeah, just see if you can.
I am nervous how Wolchuk's going to behave in enemy territory, hammered, and his team potentially losing late in a game, and terrible towels are swinging in his face. We could get Wolchuk stomping out a Steelers fan on video the same way we did Falcons and Saints.
I'm going to be.
Can we have a replay
behavior?
Of the rudder room? When Wolchuk like bulls up,
he'll find the only jujitsu fighter in the stadium and try to go toe to toe.
How was I supposed to know? You know that his friend was into jujitsu and MMA. I mean, but once you're in it, I'm not backing down. All right, we got our Cowboys show coming up with Chris Arnold, Nate Newton, and Charlie Williams is the guest
tonight. Corey, I think Corey's with
them. Oh, Corey Majors is out there. Hell yeah. So Charlie Williams, former Cowboys DB, drafted in 1995, was on that Super Bowl 30 team when they beat the Steelers. Until tomorrow with the G-Bag Nation, hugs and hand pounds, everybody. We love you.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.